Penny Chris Etherton. I'm a distinguished professor of nutrition at Penn State University.
Tell us about the BOLD study. We've heard about it, and talk about the background and what you were looking for.
Well, the BOLD study was designed to evaluate the effects of a heart-healthy diet that included lean beef on one major risk factor for heart disease as well as another. So LDL cholesterol and blood pressure too. The blood pressure finding was something that we just discovered. Wasn't really planned initially, so that was an extra bonus. But we looked at a heart-healthy diet with lean beef and its effects on blood cholesterol levels. And so we conducted a controlled feeding study where we weighed and measured all the food we fed to our study participants and looked at the effects of the BOLD diet that had about 4 ounces of lean beef per day, a BOLD Plus diet which had about 5.5 ounces of lean beef a day, compared with a DASH diet, which was a low beef diet. And after 5 weeks on all these different diets, our participants had a very similar blood cholesterol lowering response.
What is the upshot for consumers? I mean, what do they need to have as a takeaway from this kind of information?
So consumers can include lean beef in a heart-healthy diet and realize health benefits.
You mentioned the blood pressure part of this. Wasn't necessarily something you were looking for, but what did you find out?
Well, we also saw that there was a decrease in blood pressure, a small decrease in systolic blood pressure, in our subjects on the BOLD Plus diet that was a little bit higher in total protein. And so we were very excited about these findings because we hadn't even designed the study to look at this. But many people talk about a plant protein effect on blood pressure, and our study is showing that it's a protein effect. It doesn't have to come necessarily from plants. Animal proteins elicit the same response, or at least lean beef protein elicits the same response.
As a researcher, you probably don't get into the politics of these kinds of things, but boy, this seems to kind of blow a lot of theories out of the water as far as what we've heard from different sources about beef in a diet.
Well, I think we have to really put this in context of how people eat beef. And a lot of people eat fatty red meat, fatty beef, and they eat large portions, and that's not what we want them to do. We want them to choose lean cuts and, you know, again, include them in the context of a diet that meets recommendations for fruits and vegetables and low-fat dairy and whole grains, and include some legumes as well and liquid vegetable oil. And within the context of a total diet, lean beef, providing that, again, it's lean and, you know, people do not eat it in excess, certainly can achieve the standards, meet the standards for a heart-healthy diet.